that went on, you must have been growing belief that you could do it.
Well, listen, we came with a game plan and we knew we were going to give up chances in the game to try and restrict Celtic to getting the ball in wider areas and then dealing with crosses. And I thought we'd done that very well, restricted them to chances for probably outside the box. But as you say, we got back into the game and went to play two up front as well. And, you know, we've given Celtic a fright in the competition.
Is that the positives you take out of it? How far you push Celtic? Yes, you're out in the competition, but you show what you can do against a team like Celtic.
I think it's a belief that we've come with a game plan and the work ethic. And the one thing I've said all season, the change and the dynamics to the team, that we've got enthusiasm, boys that want to run beyond now, and I think it was there for everybody to see today.
How gutting was it, obviously, when the goal does come, it's from a deflection as well?
No, as I say, you come to Celtic and you... to restrict them to chances that we did, and then obviously we scored a good goal ourselves, but just really disappointed for the boys. A lot of positives to take from the game. As I say, Celtic are a very, very good side, and we knew the task when we were drawn against them. To come away disappointed is credit to the work rate the boys have put into the game.
The level of defending and organisation for your team must give me huge encouragement going forward, does it not?
No, they've got to... I'm a great believer, and the players have to want to do it as well, and that's, we're trying to create that at our club. And as I say, it's days like today, they'll have left and people going away talking about them for all the right reasons. I think still extremely disappointed that we never managed to either nick a goal towards the end or take it to penalties, but as I say, I can't speak highly enough about the efforts they put in today.
You just have to think about penalties.
No, listen, it's dangerous. I had noted down as it was going on extra time that they let five boys take penalties that want to take them, and or they, we decide as a coaching staff, but not getting too far ahead of myself. As I say, Celtic are always going to, they've got the quality to cut you open. It's just frustrating in the manner that we lost the goal.
The support you had today, though, Stevie, it must give you an idea of the potential of the club if you can get it right.
No, I've said it's not getting carried away, because the Championship's going to be a really, really hard division this year, and we have got young players, and we've said all along that the way we recruited in the summer, we're going to try and develop players. And I think everybody will see today that there's boys that have got a lot of years ahead of them in the game, and if they continue to give effort and work great like that, then they'll get a chance to kick on in their careers.
Lee Ashcroft obviously felt you should have had a penalty right at the end.
Yeah, and again, I've said before, Lee's an honest boy. He feels that there was contact. As I say, I've not looked back at that yet. But listen, I'm not going to dwell on too much disappointment. The performance to come to Celtic, who've been phenomenal for a number of years now, it speaks volumes for the way we've come and conducted ourselves.
It's very rarely that a Dunfermline fans applaud a 2-1 defeat.
Yeah, I've played in a few, and I think, as I say, we appreciate the Dunfermline fans turning out in the numbers. We were down at Dumfries last week. You know, we took 400 down there with us, and I think we've taken 1,100 supporters today. That I'll go back disappointed but proud of their team.
Thank you.
Cheers, thanks very much.